The Bold Gamble, Sarai's Desperate Plan and the Birth of Ishmael, Genesis 16. In the ancient lands of Canaan, where the whispers of the divine mingled with the daily struggles of life, faith was the cornerstone of existence. The biblical figures we revere today walk the earth with unwavering trust in God's promises, even when circumstances seemed impossible. Among these figures were Abram and Sarai, whose story of faith, struggle, and divine intervention has been passed down through generations. Abram, a man chosen by God, was promised a legacy that would outnumber the stars in the sky. Yet despite this divine assurance, Sarai, Abram's wife, remained barren. Years passed, and the hope of an heir seemed to wane with each passing season. The weight of this unfulfilled promise bore heavily on their hearts, but their faith in God remained steadfast. God had made a covenant with Abram, a binding promise that his descendants would inherit the land of Canaan. This covenant was a beacon of hope, a divine assurance that Abram clung to amidst the trials of life. However, the years dragged on, and Sarai's womb remained closed. The silence of their tent was a constant reminder of the child they did not have. Despite this, Abram's faith never wavered. He built altars to the Lord and called upon his name, trusting that God would fulfill his promise. Sarai, too, was a woman of great faith, but the burden of barrenness weighed heavily upon her. In a time when a woman's worth was often measured by her ability to bear children, Sarai's inability to conceive was a source of deep sorrow and shame. Desperation can lead to decisions that ripple through history. Sarai, seeking to fulfill God's promise in her own way, proposed a plan to Abram. "The Lord has kept me from having children," she said, her voice tinged with both sorrow and determination. "Go, sleep with my servant Hagar. Perhaps I can build a family through her." In the cultural context of the time, this was an accepted practice, though fraught with emotional and social complexities. Hagar, an Egyptian maidservant, had been with them for many years. She was young, strong, and of childbearing age. Sarai's plan was bold, and it required immense trust in both Abram and Hagar. Abram agreed, and Hagar was given to him as a wife. The arrangement was made, and soon Hagar conceived. Hagar's pregnancy shifted the dynamics within their household. What was once a serene and harmonious environment now bristled with tension and unspoken grievances. Hagar, realizing her newfound status, began to look upon Sarai with disdain. The maidservant who once served obediently now carried Abram's child, and this newfound importance inflated her sense of self-worth. Sarai, feeling the sting of Hagar's contempt, turned to Abram. "You are responsible for the wrong I am suffering. I put my servant in your arms, and now that she knows she is pregnant, she despises me. May the Lord judge between you and me." Abram, caught in the middle of this domestic strife, responded, "Your servant is in your hands. Do with her whatever you think best." The situation in their household grew increasingly strained. Sarai's harsh treatment of Hagar stemmed not only from jealousy, but also from a deep-seated fear of losing her place in Abram's heart. Hagar, feeling the weight of Sarai's anger, found herself in a difficult position. She was carrying the child of Abram, a man chosen by God, yet she was still a servant, and her defiance had only led to suffering. Hagar's pregnancy became a daily reminder of Sarai's own barrenness, deepening her sorrow and frustration. Each day, as Hagar's belly grew, so did the tension in the household. The once harmonious atmosphere was now thick with unspoken resentment and bitterness. Sarai's initial hope that Hagar's child would bring fulfillment had turned into a source of pain. Unable to bear the mistreatment any longer, Hagar fled into the wilderness. The wilderness was a harsh and unforgiving place, a vast expanse of barren land where the sun beat down mercilessly. Hagar wandered, her mind a whirl of fear and uncertainty. She was alone, pregnant, and without a clear destination. The days in the wilderness were grueling. Hagar faced the scorching heat of the day and the biting cold of the night. She had little to sustain her, and the isolation weighed heavily on her spirit. The memory of Sarai's harsh words and the turmoil she left behind haunted her every step. In her despair, Hagar came to a spring of water in the desert, a rare and precious find in such an arid place. As she knelt by the spring, the angel of the Lord appeared to her. "Hagar, servant of Sarai, where have you come from, and where are you going?" the angel asked. Hagar's heart pounded as she realized she was in the presence of the divine. "I am running away from my mistress Sarai," she replied, her voice trembling. The angel's response was both a command and a promise. "Go back to your mistress and submit to her. I will so increase your descendants that they will be too numerous to count." The angel then continued, "You are now pregnant, and you will give birth to a son. You shall name him Ishmael, for the Lord has heard of your misery. He will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone and everyone's hand against him, and he will live in hostility toward all his brothers." This encounter with the divine transformed Hagar's despair into hope. She returned to Abram and Sarai, fortified by the promise that her son would have a future. Her submission was not one of defeat, but of trust in the God who had seen her in her distress. Hagar obeyed the divine command and returned to Abram and Sarai. In due time, she gave birth to a son, and Abram named him Ishmael, just as the angel had instructed. Ishmael's birth was a fulfillment of God's word, and it carried a promise for his future. "He will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone and everyone's hand against him, and he will live in hostility toward all his brothers." The birth of Ishmael brought joy and a sense of fulfillment to Abram, even as they awaited the fulfillment of God's greater promise. Ishmael was a symbol of God's faithfulness, a living testament to the fact that God hears and responds to human suffering. The day of Ishmael's birth was marked by both joy and tension. For Abram, it was a moment of fulfillment, the arrival of a long-awaited heir. He held his newborn son in his arms, marveling at the miracle of life and the fulfillment of God's promise. For Sarai, it was a bittersweet moment. She watched as Abram cradled Ishmael, her heart a mix of joy for the child's arrival and sorrow for the emptiness in her own womb. As Ishmael grew, Abram's bond with his son deepened. The boy's presence brought joy and a sense of fulfillment to Abram, even as they awaited the fulfillment of God's greater promise. Ishmael was strong and spirited, embodying the characteristics foretold by the angel. Abram took pride in his son, teaching him the ways of their people and the importance of faith in the one true God. Ishmael's early years were filled with the joys and challenges of growing up in a nomadic tribe. He learned to tend to the flocks, hunt in the wilderness, and navigate the vast expanses of the land promised to his father. Abram's tent was filled with laughter and life, as the boy's energy and curiosity breathed new vitality into their household. However, as Ishmael grew older, the prophecy of the angel began to manifest. He was indeed a wild donkey of a man, fiercely independent, and often at odds with those around him. His hand was against everyone, and everyone's hand was against him, leading to frequent conflicts and tensions within the camp. Despite these challenges, Abram loved his son deeply, seeing in him the fulfillment of God's promise and the embodiment of divine faithfulness. The relationship between Ishmael and Sarai remained strained. Sarai found it difficult to embrace the boy who symbolized both the fulfillment of a promise and her own unfulfilled longing. Ishmael, sensing the tension, often acted out, further straining the fragile peace within the household. God's covenant with Abram was not yet complete. The Lord appeared to Abram, now 99 years old, and reaffirmed his promise. "I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. Then I will make my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers." Abram fell face down, and God said to him, "As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations." Sarai's name was also changed to Sarah, signifying a new chapter in their lives. God promised that Sarah would bear a son, and she would be the mother of nations. This son was to be named Isaac, through whom God's covenant would continue. Despite their advanced age, Abraham and Sarah believed in God's promise, knowing that nothing was impossible for the Lord. This renewed promise brought a mix of emotions to Abraham and Sarah. For Abraham, it was a reaffirmation of his faith in the divine covenant that had guided his life. For Sarah, it was a moment of incredulous joy and renewed hope. Despite her laughter at the thought of bearing a child in her old age, she embraced the promise with a heart full of faith. The anticipation of Isaac's birth brought new life and excitement to the household. Abraham and Sarah prepared for the arrival of their promised son, their hearts filled with hope and gratitude. Ishmael, now a young man, observed these preparations with a mix of curiosity and apprehension. The arrival of Isaac would change the dynamics of their family, and Ishmael wondered what his place would be in this new chapter. The story of Hagar and Ishmael is a testament to the complexity of faith and the unfolding of God's plans. It teaches us that even in moments of desperation and human frailty, God's promises remain steadfast. Through Hagar's story, we learn that God hears our cries and sees our struggles, providing hope and guidance even in the wilderness of our lives. As we reflect on these events, we are reminded to trust in God's timing and to have faith in His divine plan, knowing that His promises will always come to pass. The birth of Isaac would eventually mark the continuation of God's covenant with Abraham, but the legacy of Ishmael was also significant. Ishmael's descendants would grow into a great nation, fulfilling God's promise to Hagar. This duality of promises to both Isaac and Ishmael illustrates the breadth of God's faithfulness and the intricate weaving of human stories into His divine plan. As believers, we draw inspiration from the lives of these biblical figures. Their stories of struggle, faith, and ultimate redemption resonate across the centuries, reminding us that God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. The tale of Hagar and Ishmael encourages us to hold fast to our faith, even when the path ahead seems uncertain, and to trust that God hears and responds to our deepest needs. Through the experiences of Hagar, we see the tender care of God, who meets us in our lowest moments and provides a path forward. Hagar's return to Abram and Sarah was not just an act of obedience, but a profound step of faith, trusting in the promises of the divine. Her story encourages us to submit to God's will, knowing that He has a plan for our lives, even when we cannot see it. Ishmael's life, though marked by conflict and struggle, is a testament to God's provision and care. Despite the challenges he faced, Ishmael grew into a strong and resilient man, the forefather of a great nation. His story reminds us that God's promises are not limited by human circumstances, and that He can bring forth blessings from even the most difficult situations. In the grand narrative of faith, Hagar and Ishmael's story is a powerful chapter, illustrating the themes of trust, obedience, and divine faithfulness. It calls us to examine our own lives, to see where we might be struggling with doubt or fear, and to place our trust in the God who hears and sees us. As we continue to reflect on this story, let us remember the importance of patience and faith in our own journeys. Just as Abraham, Sarah, and Hagar had to wait and trust in God's timing, we too must learn to wait upon the Lord, knowing that His plans for us are good and perfect. May their story inspire us to deepen our faith, to trust in God's promises, and to walk with Him, even when the way forward seems unclear.